This is Detroit Today on WDET, Detroit Public Radio. We're live at the Wayne State University School of Law today, taking part in the Arthur L. Johnson Urban Perspectives Lecture Series. We've got some live music coming up in just a few minutes, but before we get to that, you know, something happened last night. If you were driving and it was kind of late and you saw people standing in line in the rain, well, the new World of Warcraft game came out, at midnight last night, if I'm not mistaken. Diana Nacer is my guest right now. She's a gamer. She works at a local video game store. We won't get into which one it is or any of that kind of stuff. But Diana, my first question for you is, the new World of Warcraft game is out. Have you slept?
About 3 hours of it.
Oh, 3 hours? That's more than probably a lot of people who got this game yesterday.
Yeah, I logged in as soon as I got home and downloaded it. It took an hour to download, and I got in.
That's a big game, then.
Yeah, and that was on a DVD, and the DVDs download a lot faster, so it still took an hour. But I logged in, and like half my guild was already on, and we have about 300 people.
Hey, half your guild. Explain the guild here.
The guild is a group of people. It's like a community within the game. You create a guild, it creates a name, and you get like an insignia and all that, and then at that point, you start inviting people in to start doing different quests and different dungeons and stuff like that within the game and help out with it.
So help me understand this, because, again, I play video games on occasion. I've never played World of Warcraft or any of this. This is how many in a series have we had now?
For World of Warcraft?
Yes.
The online game, this is the second expansion,
okay.
The third game.
So this is a big deal, though. You know, and I'm trying to understand the obsession with this. And it is literally, you know, as I was saying a second ago, even a lifestyle for some people. They are known more by their name in the game than they are by their own real name in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I'm even called by my handle names instead.
And what is yours, if you don't mind? So people will know if they're listening.
I'm play on Windrunner, and I have two characters.
Windrunner.
Yes, it's a server called Windrunner. Each game is set up in different servers to moderate how many people are playing. And I play two characters. I play Rariana and Alyssa, which I get called Rari and Allie all the time.
Really? You know, and I have to ask, what it is about this particular game that has got so many people so into it? Because, you know, they even made a South Park episode about, you know, how these kids basically just gave up everything else in their life for this game when they first got it. What is it about this game that is so much better than anything else out there?
I think because it's just fantasy-based, it's quest-based. You can run it on your own, which is soloing, or you can invite all your friends to join you on a server, and there's really no limit to what you can do. It's very much quest-based and storyline-based, and there's different types of servers. Like the South Park video is actually a player-versus-player server by the sounds of it, and that's where you can literally go to any person and go, hey, I want to kill you, and just stack them and beat the crap out of them. And it's like with my server, half people I know in my guild I actually know in real life. They're family members or friends that I've known through the years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good place to get together, especially if there's long distance. Like I have a sibling in North Carolina, and I play with her. And it's a good place to get together and play games and immerse yourself in a fantasy little world.
You know, but again, this is beyond just, you know, a video game for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I guess most video game manufacturers would fail to have this type of loyalty and devotion to something. You just downloaded the new one.
Mm-hmm.
Is it living up to your expectations?
Yes. And actually, the new expansion has a new class in it because there are different classes for the different races. And it's an amazing experience so far. I've only done a few quests with her already, and I'm loving every minute of it.
And again, World of Warcraft, what's the name of the new one, the expansion pack, by the way, so I know?
The new expansion is called Wrath of the Lich King, and it's basically a continuation of a storyline from the Warcraft strategy game series that came out, and it's covering a big bad guy that's basically been annoying you from the beginning of the game, from when you first create your character, and you get to go to his area now and try and take him on instead.
So it seems to me this is almost a continuation of the Dungeons & Dragons culture in a lot of ways.
It is. A lot of the people I play with, I play Dungeons & Dragons, and everyone I play, they know what Dungeons & Dragons is.
30 years later, that's still going strong, you know, so
there's a lot of references to, like, a lot of the different creatures in it are a lot of stuff that seems like it's from Dungeons & Dragons or Lord of the Rings or that kind of thing.
Well, Diana, we certainly appreciate you being with us again. Diana Nacer, and you know, thank you for giving me a little bit of understanding as to what's going on and why it's important to so many people, but I do recommend you sleep on occasion.
Yeah. I'm sorry if I confused you at all, and
no,
thank you.
Not
I will
at all.
Try and get some sleep.
Thank you for being with us and giving us a little understanding. Thank you very much. Diana Nacer is a gamer and not sleeping much because she just... Yes, yesterday downloaded the new World of Warcraft expansion pack. Thank you for joining us on Detroit Today. This is WDET, Detroit Public Radio. Stay with us when we come back. We've got some music coming up. Jeff Newton and his tenor saxophone. It's going to be good stuff. Jim David on piano. You'll want to hear this.